Every Sunday we profess in the Creed, He will come again to judge the living and the dead. This time of year is toward the end of the church calendar, and the church puts before us the end of time, that great event of the second coming of Christ. One term that might be helpful in understanding the end is the term typology. Typology is a person, place, or an event that foreshadows an event to come. So like the Old Testament, there's lots of different events in the Old Testament that are a type or a prefigurement of the end of things in the New Testament. For example, the Red Sea. The Red Sea is a type of baptism. The Israelites crossed the Red Sea and were free. They crossed through the water and free, and they were free. And that's what happens in baptism. You know, we are washed clean through water and made clean. We are free of original sin. Or the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant held the presence of our Lord. The new Ark of the Covenant in the New Testament is Our Lady, for she held the presence of our Lord in her womb. Or the reign of the Emperor Nero is a type of the Antichrist, or Antiochus Epiphanes, who ruled about 500, 400 years before the time of Christ, and it was during the time of the Maccabees rebellion. He's a type of the Antichrist. The destruction of Jerusalem is seen as a type of the end, what was going on before the end. So looking at all these different events, it's helpful in determining what's supposed to happen at the end of time and the signs of the times. This event that we hear in Daniel was foreshadowed, this event of the end of time was foreshadowed in the first reading from the prophet Daniel. Daniel was written during the time of the Babylonian exile, which was more than 500 years before the birth of our Lord. And it was a time of war and enslavement. In the reading, we hear of a time unsurpassed in distress since nations began until that time. They would have been very familiar, for it was similar to the age that they were going through. And the message Daniel brings is a message of good triumphing over evil and light triumphing over darkness. People shall escape who are found written in the book of life, Daniel says. This scene is described more in the gospel by our Lord, of whom it is accomplished and by. In the gospel after the tribulation, in the gospel it talks about the tribulation in which the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will be falling from the sky, the powers in heaven have been shaken. Then we will see the power seen of the Lord, who will come in the clouds with great power and glory. That day will be a great and terrible day, as the scripture records, the day of the Lord's justice. It is comforting in a sense to know that the Lord has the final say in all the upheavals of the world. Or you can think of the news today and all the different injustice is going on. The Lord will have his say. People will get their due. He will judge all, and all will be known. And no one knows the day or the hour. I think maybe we've all have probably lived through many times or end of the world scenarios that have supposed to have happened. I know growing up in high school, the world was supposed to end in my sophomore year. I remember it was supposed to end, and so I remember going home and watching TV and waiting for that event to come. It never did. I wish it did, because then I wouldn't have to take the test the next day. But anyway, or our own day, 2012, it was supposed to end. But any time you have a date, it is wrong. What does our Lord say in the gospel? But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. This is mysterious because the Son is God, right? Certainly he would know. What our Lord is saying, he doesn't know in his humanity. Remember, he has two natures, human and divine. And in all humility, he keeps it from his humanity. But certainly as God, he knows. The Lord is very clever and smart to not let us know when that day will come. Otherwise, we would probably be lax until that time. Every day would be a party. What the church puts before us is the fact that we must be ready to meet him, whether through his second coming or through our own death. And he does say to pay attention to the signs of the times. It has been said that the most important thing we do in life is not how we live, but how we die. When we die, will we be in a state of grace? How we die determines how we will spend eternity. Am I in a state of loving God and following his commandments, his church, and all that he established to guide us in what is right and wrong? Or have I rejected him? Do I have sin in my soul that I have not repented of? Each of us examine our lives daily, go to confession regularly, be ready to meet the Lord when he comes again, or if we die before that event. There's a saint that gives us a proper disposition that we should have in considering this time. Saint John Birchman, he was a Jesuit who lived in the 17th century or so. And the story is that he was in community, with his brother Jesuits, and they were having recreation one night. And he was doing what he was supposed to be doing at the time. You know, they were called to go into recreation, and so he did. And he was playing pool with some of his buddies, and one of them asks, "John, what would you do if you knew the world was going to end in the next 5 minutes?" And without even looking up from his shot, he said, "I would continue playing pool." This isn't a sarcastic answer or anything of the sort. John knew that he was ready to meet the Lord. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing in his state in life. He was in a state of grace with no unrepentant sins. He was the son of a church practicing in faith. He was ready. So truly an example for each of us and what the Lord is calling us to put into practice and live. In the book of Daniel, he foreshadowed upheaval that the Lord talks about in the Gospel of Mark today. The time will be a time of great upheaval. In fact, the Lord in the reading the other day says, actually I think it was just this morning, when he comes again, will he find faith on earth? We live in a time of upheaval. Society is at each other's throats. Solid institutions seem to be crumbling. Governments are promoting immorality and even evil. Natural calamities all over the place, hurricanes, earthquakes, fires, floods, difficulties in the church with her leaders. Is this a time of great tribulation? How are people's faith? Or even if it's not that time, can we truly say we are ready to meet him when he does come again, or when he does call us home through our death? Now is the time to get ready, he's exhorting us, and stay ready. His justice is at hand, the great and terrible day of the Lord. May we be judged worthy of heaven. At Holy Mass, our Lord comes out to meet us in Holy Communion. the same Lord who will come again with all veils lifted, no longer under the appearance of bread and wine. We prepare and examine ourselves to receive the Lord so as to not receive him unworthily. The Mass is a type of the final end, where we will be fulfilled in Almighty God. May we live in a state of grace worthy to receive him and receive him when he comes again.